Good morning and praise be the name of the Lord. This morning, we want to worship Jesus because he has given us another opportunity. He's given us a day to continue understanding what he is up to, the revelation that he has given for his own bride, and what will soon happen after he takes the bride home. We focus on Revelation chapter number 6, and we want just to do from verses 1 to 8. John here now, he was talking about heaven in chapter 5. Chapter 4, he talked about the throne, and he talked about the one who sits on the throne. He talks about those who surround the throne and the activities they engage in. That's the worshiping of the one who sits on the throne, because he created heaven and earth. He's the creator. Then in chapter number 5, we focused on understanding who Jesus is. That is the Lamb. The Lamb, and we understood that the Lamb is at the right hand of the one who sits on the throne. He has his own throne there. And then John explains how he saw the throne in heaven. And when in this throne, he also saw the one who sits on the throne, and he saw that on his right hand, he was holding a book called a scroll. And this book had 7 seals. And this book becomes the title deed that talks about the redemption plan for God on earth. How is God going to redeem the earth? How is God going to bring back earth to himself? How is God going to buy back? Remember in the book of Ruth, when Naomi goes together with the husband to Moab, and when Naomi comes back after the death of the husband, Elimelech, somebody has to buy Naomi, has to buy the back Naomi, somebody has to buy back the lad, and even Ruth, the Moabite. That was a culture. It was taking place in the Jewish time. So this book is explaining how God has planned to bring back the world to himself. But John discovered that nobody was able to open that book, and he cried much. But he was told the lion of the tribe of Judah has triumphed and is worthy to do that. But when he looked, he saw a lamb that was slain. And John discovered that he's worthy because of death, because he died for us. And so we discovered the praises and worship that took place in heaven from all those heavenly beings. Then in chapter number 6, he said, I watched as the Lamb opened the first seal of the 7 seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures says in a voice like thunder, come. I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider had a bow, and he was given crown, and he rode as a conqueror bent to conquer. And then he continues. So what we want to do here in this session particularly is that we want to focus on understanding how God deals with those who finally reject him. After the church or the bride of Jesus is taken home, God will judge sin and Christ rejecting world by allowing 7 seal judgments, which represent lawless political leader, conflict here on earth, death and Hades here on earth, famine, pestilences, and all that. But then we also ask ourselves, would the bride of Jesus Christ go through persecution? Now that has been a point of discussion for so many people. We have got three ideas, and it would be good to know that which idea I am taking personally as I speak to you. One, there's the first idea that the church would not go through persecution because Christ will have raptured the church before he rained down his wrath. 1 Thessalonians 5, 9 to 11 is talking about that God has not appointed wrath or tribulation to the bride of Christ or to church. Now that is the position I'm taking here, that the church is raptured just before God releases his great wrath. There's another position that people says, some theologians says, that the church will go through part of the tribulation and they will have begun, and the church, Israel, and the world, or the nations, go through tribulation, all of them. But in the middle of the tribulation, Jesus will rapture the church, not to go through all the tribulation. That's another position that people take. There's another one that some people take, that the church, Israel, and the nations, all of them will go through tribulation. It is called post-tribulation. They do not take the difference between tribulation for the world, tribulation for the church, and tribulation for Israel. They say all of them go through tribulation. Let me point out that idea of looking at issues does not necessarily make people to become a cultic. So people should not fight. The religions should not fight over this idea. Your conviction, just prove it and then move on it. But it'd be good to give good points on what you're convinced about through the scriptures. But for me, I am taking this position that God has not appointed the church for the tribulation. I'm giving an example also to when Sodom and Gomorrah, there was a lot of evil that was taking place, and God wanted to bring tribulation. And he did came to tell Abraham, that is just about to bring tribulation. It's going to rain a brainstorm and fire in Sodom and Gomorrah. But you see, before he did that, God was able to tell Abraham on behalf of Lot. And Lot was pleading before God rained down fire and brimstone. And you see here, in my conviction, the scripture is that God was able to save Lot. This is a form of a rapture. I know some people say, is it there? We don't have the name rapture in the Bible, but we have the concepts of the rapture. Just the way we don't have the concept, I mean the name Trinity in the Bible, but we believe in the concept of the Trinity in the Bible. And so Lot was taken there together with his wife, together with his daughters. It is only and only then God brought his tribulation, because tribulation comes from the wrath, is the wrath of the Lamb and the wrath of God who sits on the throne. So God has done a lot of tribulation. God has done a lot of tribulation in the course of the Bible. Now, this is called the Great Tribulation because this is the end of the age. But look, I've just given you about Noah. Lot. Let me give about Noah also, the example. Noah, the world became so corrupt, it could not hear God. And God decided to finish the world, his tribulation, his wrath on the sin and the God rejecting world. And so before he brought his wrath, he made Noah to build an ark and enter into it. Only and only if Noah had gone to the ark, as soon as he has gone to the ark and God closed the door from outside, God rained water just to finish transgression, just to punish sin. Because God's tribulation is meant to punish sin, transgression, and to awaken the people of God who are still asleep. Look, God used for about 150 years to call them back. But they could not come back. So tribulation, the church would definitely not go through tribulation because they were not appointed for that. And already they have already accepted Christ. The purpose of tribulation is the ingathering. The purpose of tribulation is calling God, is calling God's people to come back to himself so that they may not be finished and there will be a remnant. So may God continue to help us understand here. So here he uses seven seals, which we continue to look at. And we said what they represent, and we'll be able to check that as the days come. Lord, help us to understand and to run to you because you love us. In Jesus' name we pray.